First, we want to bring you the latest on another major story that we are watching closely, coronavirus. The outbreak keeps intensifying. China is now reporting more than 2,800 new cases, bringing the total number of confirmed cases to more than 17,000. At least 360 people have died from this. The Philippines is reporting that country's first death, the first outside China.
Here in the U.S., at least three more coronavirus cases have been confirmed in California, bringing the total to at least 11 in the United States. The Trump administration is now imposing strong measures to try to protect Americans. These actions are drawing both praise and concern. Let's bring in NPR health correspondent Rob Stein, who's in Washington. Hi there, Rob.
Hey, David.
Let's begin with an update on what exactly the Trump administration is doing here.
Yeah, so as of 5 p.m. yesterday, the federal government started banning anyone traveling from China who isn't a U.S. citizen or an immediate family member of an American from entering the United States. And as of early this morning, all flights from China are now being rerouted to 11 U.S. airports. And so any U.S. citizens or family members on any of those planes who are coming from Hubei province, that's the epicenter of the outbreak, they're being quarantined for 14 days at military bases around the country. And a plane load of people who came back last week are already quarantined at an Air Force base in California. This is the first time in 50 years that the federal government is imposing its quarantine authority on Americans. And any U.S. citizens who have been in other parts of China in the past 2 weeks, they're being subject to intensive screening at airports and close monitoring for 14 days. So, you know, put it all together, it's pretty aggressive, unprecedented stuff.
Yeah, I mean, quarantines at military bases, this is serious. I mean, what has been the reaction to these moves?
Yeah, so, you know, some politicians and biosecurity experts that I've talked to are praising these steps. They say, you know, they're necessary because of the threat this virus may pose, you know, how fast it's spreading and how many uncertainties there are about it. Here's Kenneth Bernard. He's a biodefense expert who served in the George W. Bush administration.
Nobody likes quarantines. Nobody likes travel restrictions. But nobody likes getting sick and dying from a virus either. We need to understand that this is potentially a very dangerous virus that's spreading very rapidly. You have to take sometimes draconian measures just to protect the population.
You know, one of the uncertainties about this virus is, you know, exactly how deadly or lethal it may be. It seems to be less deadly than SARS or Ebola, but it could be more dangerous than, the flu.
Okay, so that's the argument for why to take these kinds of actions. What is the criticism? What are people saying could go wrong here?
You know, most of the public health experts I've talked to over the last few days are really worried that some of these steps are just, you know, going too far, too fast, and could actually be counterproductive, especially given there's so few cases in this country so far. Here's Lawrence Gostin. He's from Georgetown University.
I think that the Trump administration is sliding from complacency and overconfidence to panic and overreaction, to a point where we're going to instill panic and fear in the American public.
Oh, so the concern is, people everywhere could start panicking, and that could make things worse.
Yeah. And, you know, let's take these one step at a time. You know, public experts agree that it probably does make sense to quarantine people who are clearly at high risk for having been exposed to the virus, but they worry about, you know, draining already scarce public health resources to quarantine hundreds of people about, you know, protecting people's civil liberties and, you know, creating fear and panic that could make things worse. You know, aid workers could refuse to go to China to help fight the outbreak. And Wendy Parmet at Northeastern University says it could hurt things here in the U.S. too.
It backfires because people head for the hills. People don't call and seek health care when they might be coming sick. And healthcare providers become fearful of treating patients because they don't want to be caught up in the quarantine.
All right, Robin. And also we have these new travel restrictions, right?
Yeah, and, you know, that's the thing that people are really worried about. Critics say that historically, travel restrictions just don't work and, you know, could make it a lot harder to get China to work with the rest of the world to get this under control and get crucial supplies and personnel in and out of countries to fight the outbreak. And a big worry is that, you know, other countries might be afraid the U.S. would impose a travel ban on them and start to do things like hide cases.
NPR's Rob Stein. Rob, thanks so much.
You bet, David.